With WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Ariana Prothero. It's often said that life influences art, and for composer Carson Kiefman, life in low-lying South Florida led to a symphony about climate change. Kiefman was composer-in-residence for the Florida Philharmonic during the late 1990s. He now runs the Sobey Institute of the Arts on Miami Beach, and he joins us today. Carson, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Now, I should mention what we're hearing now is a MIDI version of the symphony. Can you explain what a MIDI version is for us?
MIDI stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. It's an electronic sequencing system that plays like a real orchestra, except that it's digital and therefore doesn't have that human element, which makes all the difference in the world. It's actually, the interesting thing, it's actually the mistakes that people make that make live music or live instruments sound the way they do.
You've written the symphony, Biodiversity. Where did the idea for this piece come from?
In 1998, it was a suggestion made by Dr. Robert Ginsberg, a renowned professor emeritus of marine geology and geophysics at the Rosenstiel School of Marine Science in Key Biscayne here. And he believed that a musical piece could help draw global awareness and perhaps persuade people to take simple actions that benefit the reefs. And over the years, little by little, I created the work.
The symphony tackles a pretty challenging topic. How do you take something as abstract as an idea like climate change and turn that idea into music?
For example, the first movement is called Glaciers, Rivers of Ice. And what I would do is reflect on what that sound would be if one were to speed up the process of glaciers melting. And I create these long string glissandi, which is this movement of strings moving up or down, sort of these fluid string patterns.
What elements of life in South Florida or the South Florida environment are you trying to convey in this piece or is conveyed in this piece?
Well, like the first thing that would be glaciers will directly affect South Florida. The second movement is called The Great Swamp. It's about wildlife and about the effects of loss of water and air quality and the loss of habitat because the encroachment of people. And it reflects musically the expressions come from different orchestra groups giving different coloration and rhythmic patterns, and you get this interchanging play of shadow and light, and it's quite complex, this movement, like you would if you were walking through this environment. And the last movement reflects the reef system.
How can music convey the message you're trying to send about the environment, climate change, differently than, say, a book or an article or a documentary?
This is a way for people to reflect on these issues without hammering them in the head. It's not preaching. It's not lecturing. It's not, you know, it's not hard to take. It's easy to take. It's music.
And I've been speaking with Carson Kiefman. Thank you so much, Carson, for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Kiefman is in the process of raising money in order to have his work recorded by an orchestra. We have more details on that on our website, wlrn.org. And for WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Ariana Prothero.